Granton's principal says the mood is somber as students mourn the loss of a schoolmate killed in a traffic crash Friday night. Craig Anderson says 16-year-old Dusty Onozorg was a junior who had just moved to the district within the past year.
He could light up a room. He had a very outgoing personality, very funny, very popular in our student body. And he had only been here for about a year's time and had fit right in perfectly with our students. I mean, as you know, we've only got 100 kids in the high school. So these kids all know each other. And in something like this, it even makes it perhaps even worse because everybody knows everybody and they're very comfortable with each other. And but at the same time, it's a positive too because our kids are so close that they can really console each other, kind of like a small family.
Onozorg and two other youths were walking on Granton Road just west of the village limits when he was struck by a truck driven by 17-year-old Matthew Anibus, also a junior at Granton. Chief Deputy Jim Backus of the Clark County Sheriff's Department tells Central Wisconsin Broadcasting News alcohol, drugs, and excessive speed do not appear to have been a factor in the crash, but the investigation continues.
We have a crash reconstructionist working right now to take the width of the road and find out where, the boys were walking, where the point of impact was, and attempting to locate an exact location of where the crash occurred.
The accident happened at around 7:15 p.m. Friday night. Backus said it was likely getting dark at that time. Authorities do not plan on filing charges in the accident. Anderson says the school was open Saturday afternoon for students who may need help dealing with the tragedy.
I don't have an exact count of the number of kids, but I would say we had 50 kids easy. We had several staff that came in. We had several parents that came in. On Saturday, we had our guidance counselor was here, and we had two other guidance counselors, one from Greenwood and one from Neillsville. I was very pleased with the turnout, and I think it was very beneficial for those kids to kind of start the healing process.
Students were told during a 6-12 assembly today that counseling remains available.
We're trying to get back to business as usual, just kind of get the kids back into the regular routine and flow of a regular school week, even though we know that's going to be far from. And I met with the 6-12 students this morning and let them know that we do have counselors on hand, and if they need to get out of class and be with each other, that's certainly something that we can respect, and we would allow that to happen as long as it takes.
Anderson says both the victim and driver's families attended the assembly today.